we're at the north entrance to James Cook University Hospital. I'm with Neil Nicholas. Now, Neil, I've come here to do a bit of work today, which is a surprise to most people who know me at BBC Teas, because they say I'm always skiving with a cup of tea or something. So tell me a little bit about what you're expecting me to do today, because you're one of the portering supervisor.
That's correct. So hopefully you muck in with the lads and see how it goes.
Do you know what else I brought to you? A pair of good shoes, because I was told I'm going to be walking a few miles. How many miles are you going to have me doing today?
Hopefully about 20 miles, like the rest of the lads do.
You must be joking. 20 miles? I don't do that in a week.
These boots are made for walking.
Okay then, so job's coming then, Neil.
Okay, it's just taking notes to a various department from to another department, so we're okay with that.
You're setting me off with an easy one to begin with. Come on, everybody, here we go. Keep on running. Yeah. So tell us some of the strangest things you get asked then, if patients or people just come in here and what type of things they throw your way.
Well, they come at hospital and they say, yeah, just say where the GUM clinic is. Right. So most people think it's the something to do with the teeth, but it's not. So when you look at them, you say, sure, you've got the right department. So, oh, yeah.
Wakey, wakey, ladies. The porters have arrived, the trainee porter. Hello, everybody. Are you well, mate?
Okay.
So these are the patient's notes, yeah?
Yep. So we take the notes to
do you not keep anything on the computer? These are heavy. Yeah. Right. So where are we going now?
Right, we'll go to legal services where we end up at. Uh-huh. So we'll walk over there now.
Thank you, ladies. You can go back down your cup of tea. In the hospital. Yeah, I'm the trainee porter for the day.
Oh, all right.
So there we are. So I'm pleased to hand those up, because I didn't realise how heavy patients' notes files are.
Well, they are. And how are you enjoying your portering day then?
I'm enjoying it very much. Neil's brilliant, but I didn't realise how far you've got to walk and how long you go between cups of tea. Could you do your job without the pulse?
Definitely not. No, we couldn't. We need you every inch of the way.
Neil, please. All Pat, have a patient to go to ward 37, please.
So we've got a few jobs mounting up. We better get on with it. I'm a trainee porter for today. Do you have any fears about me pushing you?
Oh, definitely. I'll stick to the normal porter on your
My semi-truck won't start. Are you all right?
Yes.
I can't be talking to you. I've nearly pushed him into the wall. Which way are we going? What are you in hospital for?
I've just been for osteomyelitis, getting a bit of bone out of my leg.
All right.
Hopefully I'll be out soon if we keep us in one piece.
Now here I sit. So there's another job coming in. Right. Turn right. Excuse me, Matt, look out. We're bringing a patient through. Oh, for goodness sake, man. We've got to shake in. It's like being the Grand Prix.